The fast ferry Fairweather is having engine trouble again. The ship will be out of service much of this winter for repairs, and it's slated for limited runs upon its return. But there's a chance the schedule could be adjusted to provide more service if the ship can be repaired. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The Fairweather's only about 5 years old, but it's had its share of engine problems, enough to sideline it on repeated occasions. It's headed back into the shop again soon because of a problem with some of the work done earlier this year. The repair crew boring out the engines ground too much metal off one of the cylinders. Ferry Chief Jim Beadle says that's compromised the engine, and licensing agency officials say its life is limited.
They have given us a time restraint. We can only operate it 2,500 more hours before that needs to be replaced. So we need to do something to the Fairweather's engine, or they'll just shut it down, or they need to change their mind and give us, new direction based on new facts.
The fast ferry has four engines, and it's operating on three when it can. But Beadle says it still needs all four to handle strong currents, so its life is limited. There may be a fix, such as inserting a sleeve in the cylinder, but it's not clear whether that would work.
The licensing agency have actually said they're willing to look at it to see if that can be considered a fix, but they haven't been given the information to make a decision on yet.
The engine work was done by the manufacturer, a German firm called MTU. Attorneys for the state are talking to the company about who's responsible for the repairs. If there's not a quick fix, the Fairweather could have a hard time coming back online next spring. That's what happened with the last round of engine work. The ship is already slated for a slow return to service. Marine Highway Operations Manager Chuck Van Kirk says it's for financial rather than mechanical reasons.
We will be running on a 4-day week rather than a 7-day week for the first 2 months of that fiscal year for May and June. We had to stay within our budget, and that was what was necessary in order to cause that to be able to happen.
The schedule has the Juneau-based Fairweather sailing to Haines and Skagway as well as Sitka. The previous year's Petersburg sailings would not begin until July. There's interest in finding more state money to get the ship on its full summer schedule if it's able to sail. The Marine Transportation Advisory Board may ask for extra funding, and Sitka Senator Bert Stedman, who serves on the Budget Writing Finance Committee, says he'll look at the possibility. It's an expensive proposition since the ship burns fuel at a high rate. Stedman says port towns will need to get behind the plan.
It needs to be recognized that the community of Sitka has gone out and marketed to the people to ride the Marine Highway, the fast ferry, from Sitka to Juneau and back. And I've encouraged the elected officials in Petersburg that they should hopefully consider the same thing for their service, fast ferry service from Petersburg to Juneau, because we need a high level of ridership on those fast ferries to afford to run them.
Officials are trying to get next summer's schedule out by October 1st. That's to help boost bookings for the tourist season when the Marine Highway brings in much of its revenue. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.